You are learning your truth. Now, this is important because as you sow the seeds of forgiveness, as you lighten up in your own relationship with self, as you learn to meet each challenge with enthusiasm and focus, with keen interest in understanding your own part in the seemingly apper situations, shall we say, that are presenting, in fact, you will recognize the keys for true transformation. Now, that is what is at stake. That is the protocol, and that is the suggested method, to realize that, in fact, each moment is an opportunity for healing. Each moment is an opportunity for excellence, and each moment dwells in a labyrinth of possibilities. Now, as we attune to each, we ask you to relax and to receive. You see, we are ready to fill you up. We are ready to acknowledge your bravery, your courage, your triumph success, because even though you are still making your way through the seemingly passages of time, in fact, you are already presenting in an accelerated fashion, in an accelerated movement. Now, let us suggest an image, a forecast of what is to appear. In other words, time is on your side, dear friends. Time is accelerating, time is speeding up. And you have the grand awareness and advantage to use this for your best approach. As you will meet each challenge with enthusiasm and focus in the highest altitude, in fact, you will see, it will dawn upon you that there are a myriad of opportunities that are present. In other words, do not be jolted at the first start. Take the deep holy breath, relax, and decide to allow your highest truth to bring forth transformational possibilities and wisdom. In fact, that is what we are looking for. The challenges of the day, they are here, yes? But you are also here gladly to pass these tests, to bring forth the erasing of fears and the harmony of true wisdom. Now, as we continue to adjust your fields, in fact, you will find yourselves lighting up, becoming lighter. Do you see? Do you see the promise of the future? Now, let us explain how you release yourself from the captive past. In fact, you are swimming in past consciousness, yes? Now that is what is due you karmically. That is what you are seeking. You are seeking to erase the fears. You are seeking to transform past beliefs, past attitudes. Therefore, it is no accident that some of you are crying help, because you are confused in what you are viewing. You are viewing your past intention. As you ran and hid in fear in a past lifetime, whether seemingly in this lifetime or others, something scared you and went bump in the night. You felt like you were not in charge. You felt like you had no way where to turn. In fact, you can be sure that the recommended prognosis, the recommended treatment, is in fact to bring forth similar circumstances, you see? Because you are here to prove yourself wrong. You are here to triumph. You are here to solve the mystery, the riddles of past yesteryear. Now, as we continue to align with your highest truth, we ask you to trust. We ask you to trust in the name of your higher self, in your I Am presence, that in fact, the word has been spoken. You see, you have already been claimed for. You have already solved the mysteries of life. You have already attuned to your highest protocol. Now we leave you with this energy. We leave you with this discharge. We leave you with this promise, because as you accept this recommended attunement, in fact, you will find your way steadily out of the mirage appearances. You are finding, dear ones, in fact, that as time is speeding up, the amount of time it takes to sift through this prior consciousness is a blip in the night. In other words, things that would take years and months, and perhaps even decades to solve, can really be solved overnight with the right intention. Now we feed you these thoughts. We select you as our ambassadors of truth, of light, because as you attend to the light, as you serve the light, as you trust the light, you empower yourselves. You empower yourselves to bust through the fears. You empower yourselves to bust through the old consciousness as you trust your highest appointment. Now, there is no one outside self, per se, your highest dimensional self, to bring forth these riddles of truth, these moments of conquest. In fact, there is no need. You see, each of you are equipped daily, hourly, moment by moment, with truth. It is for you to claim the right to be the truth sayer. It is for you to acknowledge that you have all of the missing parts. You can imagine a jigsaw puzzle, if you will, of your higher dimension. In fact, that is what you are learning to do. Piece by piece, day by day, you are sowing seeds of victory. You are enabling yourself to see yourself most clearly. The secret, dear ones, is to trust. When you feel the fear, when you feel the disappointment, when you feel the conflicting emotions arise, they must be allowed, they must be permitted. It is not about suppression. Feel what you feel, it is a must. And then, ever so gently, begin to attune to a higher cause, to a higher purpose. In each moment, you are being drawn to your higher awareness, to your higher dimensional self. Now, from this view, the problems will be solved. It is for you to trust, therefore, that you are never without this higher awareness, this higher light, this higher overlay, if you will. As you allow it to descend into your holy self, you will find why what the moment is for, and you will be gladdened. Now, it is a bold statement for us to claim that you will be gladdened by your problems. But in truth, that is the call of order. That is the mission of the day. It is your right to assert freedom. It is your right to break through the lower veil of consciousness. Now, as you bring forth the agreement, we come and salute you. We come and activate your potential reality. In other words, this is an even energy exchange. There is a potential truth that is being afforded to each of you now. You may say that there is a little bit of extra light. This light contains information. This light contains future possibilities, probabilities, may we say. And we trust that you enjoy working with such. Now, it is for you, therefore, to trust your day, to trust the opportunities, and to remember each moment is successful in and of itself as you open up to the availability of success. Do not avoid that which is lurking, that which is knocking, that which is trying to get your attention. What if that which is your hardest challenge affords you the right to your greatest victory? You would welcome them in. The problem, dear ones, is that you have been aligning as a collective whole to the premise of fear. Now, when you view the problem from the standpoint of this fear of self, well, there is nowhere to hide, there is nowhere to turn. That is where you get the headaches, the belly aches and such, because you are trembling with fear. We welcome, therefore, to teach our brave soldiers of light to trust in the higher veil. In each moment, you are being offered divine solutions. Catch them if you can. We promise you that each of you will become very good catchers. You are being hand-selected, shall we say, with a golden glove of light. Allow yourselves in each holy moment to merge with this light. As we bring this holy activation to a conclusion, we request your pardon. In other words, we ask you to pardon your holy selves. Forgive thyself for when you did not bring forth the requested information of your light. Forgive yourselves for when you forgot your power. Forgive yourselves for when you forgot your truth. Can you therefore also extend such mercy for those brothers and sisters that are equally forgetful? The world will come to a vast energy attunement as each of you are brave enough to stop the bashing and criticizing and wishing for times past. In truth, there is no need. There is no need to fix the problems of yesterday. It is more so about opening up, having the willingness and courage to be the leader in trusting the availability of the present moment. The present moment has the keys to solve all seemingly riddles, to bring forth answers in a snap to all the questions. It is you that is operating your spiritual vehicle. It is you that is presiding over the spiritual conference, you may say, that is occurring. In each moment, you are in conference. It is our desire to help the amplification of truth, the selection of divine memory that is being poured to you at this time. There is mercy or grace, shall we say, that is in the ethers. It is there and available. It is only a matter of time before you secure the right stance or consciousness or desire or devotional focus to learn how to best receive this union of self. As you do, you will awaken. You will awaken to the silliness of the past. You will awaken to your present truth. You will awaken to the divine solutions that are being offered, both for your personal circumstances and the welfare of the whole. Be therefore good stewards of this opportunity, of this light, of this welcoming advancement. You have trained for this, it has been stated, and you have succeeded. There is an olive branch being offered to each. We ask you, dear ones, to play along, to welcome the new energies, to welcome the new vibration, to welcome the changes that are being suggested to each of you. For some, it is a change in location. For some, it is a change in perspective. Both are equally important. When you remember in truth, you are not going anywhere, but you are opening up to everywhere. It will be no less important if you travel to the other end of the globe as if you travel from your mind to your holy heart. In truth, we recommend a bit more of the second. To realize how powerful your willingness to change perspectives, to open up to the higher heart of truth, to open up to your awareness to judge yourself less and love yourself more. You cannot offer this to another if you are not willing to do this yourselves. Some of you are getting mighty good in offering a different perspective to another. Some of you even have occupations as such, and we say marvelous. But what if you were your own client? How would you attend to the self? How would you nurture the self? How would you offer a stance of forgiveness to the self? And how would you recognize truth? It is time to be your own clients. It is time to do the work of the inner hearth. It is time to acknowledge your power. It is time to be one with your light. We seal this activation with trust and hope. We apply a sacred seal to each of your higher hearts. We ask you to accept this on behalf of all those that you will ultimately serve with your vibration, with your acknowledgement, with your assertion of what you claim them to be. As you see the divinity in another, you awaken. You awaken both them, as you would perceive there to be a them, another, and yourself. Therefore, the present that we extend is for your brethren, pass through you. You cannot pass on to another what you are not ready and willing to receive for thyself. You must understand there must be a clear channel of love in order for it to pass through. That is why it is vitally important, dear ones, to serve the light within self, to recognize your holy broadcast, to recognize your truth. As you do, you will open and awaken your own codes, your own activations. We are just getting you started, you may say. You are powerful beings of light. Fully capable. Recognize this, feel this, allow this, accept this to be the case. And so it is. All right, my friends. So we are going to see how we can be of service to each person here. So we'll begin with Svetlana, because for some reason, Svetlana, you always seem to go last. I don't know why. So we're going to do something about that today. How can we help you?
Just message for me.
And say your first name.
Svetlana.
And say it one more time.
Svetlana.
And say it one more time.
Svetlana.
And say it one more time, sweetheart.
Svetlana.
And say it one more time.
Svetlana.
Okay. Your job is to start enjoying yourself. In other words, they're saying enough of the fear. Like, they're showing me two bags in front of you, and one has like a bag of these fear playing pieces or fear marbles. And they're like, put that bag away for a while. Just kind of put it away and open up the bag of enjoyment. In other words, take that spiritual power of yours and begin to focus on enjoying the self. What do you like about the self? What do you appreciate about the self? What do you value about the self? And say your name again.
Svetlana.
The more that you can focus and bring out and accentuate your it's like your permission to self, or your love of self, or your enthusiasm for self. So in other words, this would be like, you can make a formal list if you choose. That would be excellent. And you can also simply notice self. Notice the things during the day where, you know, I do that pretty well. Or I have a gift in that, or I know, just my smile at somebody brighten their day. Or you watch yourself, you know, appreciate nature as you walk outside your dwelling place, and recognize that you're sending love vibration to Mother Earth, or to the trees, or to the flowers. Now, this is where we are very unconscious because we connect to the egoic self primarily up until now, that we're kind of trained for the criticism. They say like 80% of our thoughts are negative, that sort of thing. And so what we don't realize is that our divinity is at work, active, and has been all along. I mean, really, it's not like you can shut it off or anything. So when you remember you're a vibrational being that's carrying a certain vibration, and all your acts of love, whether it's to a flower, whether it's to not wanting to cause harm to another, whether it's to whatever you think, whatever you believe, whatever you dream, whatever are your spiritual gifts, all that has power and influence since the day that you arrived in Holy Mother Earth. And much of it, quite frankly, goes unnoticed because we're so focused on the physical, we have forgotten, as a whole, generally speaking, how things actually operate, how our vibration is calling things to us, is attracting things to us, and is bringing healing to others. So when you hear something on the news, let's say, and you're like, oh, you know, gosh, that's terrible. And you just out of your heart, you just lovingly wish the best. You have to understand, and this is what they're challenging you to do, or the opportunity, is to understand that you're actually sending them light in that moment. You're actually sending them like kernels of victory, energetic support. And just like a flash of a second. So it's for you to, they're helping you kind of turn the tide, and literally, I see like as if you're in a classroom and you're facing one way, and then the teacher's turning you around to face you in the other direction. And that's exactly what's occurring. So instead of facing where you're not seeing all the miracles of that which you are, they're turning you around so that you can start really getting a conversation going about noticing your capacity to serve, noticing your truth, noticing your abilities, noticing your light, noticing all like the amazing, beautiful, energetic dance that is occurring from your high frequency, that occurs 24 hours a day, again, since the day moment you arrived on Earth. The more that you begin to focus on this, the more apparent it becomes to you. And you're going to begin to relax. This is what they want. I want you to like to breathe. So when we're tuning into you, it's like you're here, but you know, it's sort of like what, like this ride's a little scary. So like when you're on an amusement park ride, you kind of maybe be like a little tense the whole time. And so that's sort of what you've been doing on this ride of Earth. Let us suggest that. So it's time to arrive at the awareness of your true gift, of your true purpose. And the best way or an opportunity at this time is to bring that forth by opening up the heart to self. And the way to go about that is to begin the journey of recognizing who you are, not from like a place of the intellect. So this isn't an intellectual exercise. It's more of one, and you're ready for this vibrationally, it's more of one of beginning to tune into your vibrational reality, of your vibrational capacity to serve, of like the good work per se that has been functioning all the time. So again, it's like it's taken that psychic energy of yours, and instead of applying it to the worry, to the fear, to all this stuff, that you have protection on your life, so these things wouldn't necessarily actually manifest, but it's like keeping your car neutral. So you want to get somewhere, you have a goal, but the energy isn't being applied enough to actually make your vehicle move, because you're either in neutral or then you're spilling out in like the fear land, because you're always creating one way or the other. So the antidote again is to create a world of possibilities, to create a world of dreams, to create a world of positive focus and movement. And so it's really to begin to enjoy yourself, to marvel at yourself, to appreciate yourself. And they're actually, I don't like the word actually, but they don't actually, how funny. Let me rephrase. They are supporting you in waking up to the vibrational exchange. In other words, when I'm tuning into you, I no longer see you in the physicality, I see you vibrationally. And it's for you to start really tuning in to the impact that you have vibrationally and to appreciate that, to really bring that into greater awareness, greater consciousness, greater clarity. As you do this, what's going to happen is what we call your like self-confidence will increase, because you're really going to have much more value for yourself. So it's going to be less of, and I'm kind of making up these words, but it's almost like, did I do okay? Do they like me and all that? Because you're not going to be looking for an hallucination out there, your dream world consciousness, to give you feedback. You just understand it inherently, because you are the divine. You are divine. You are light. You are a healer. I mean, and that's the bottom line. I'll leave you with this. They're literally showing me that emblem of, I guess it's like a doctor has this like emblem with snakes, something like that. And they're showing that to me because you are a healer. So this isn't about, I know you want, because I know you, this is about like delivering a speech and communication and all that. So you're focused, I need to communicate. Yes, you do. But the question is why? Why do you need to communicate? Why do you want to be a better public speaker? Why? And the answer to the riddle is because you're a healer. Because as you communicate, as you send out that vibration, that high vibration of light, you heal. It's like you lay hands over others through the ministry of your words, through the ministry of your vibration. That's why it's good to be a public speaker. So this is about like nixing, how do I be a better public speaker, and moving into a place of appreciating the healing energy that is embodied in the spiritual structure or form that we would call Svetlana. So this is about really taking yourself from the inside out and recognizing who you are in truth, to appreciate your light, to understand the vibration and power of your light, to understand the healing properties of your light, to really come to a place of liberation of the heart in terms of valuing, loving, and appreciating the extension that you offer as a healer. As you do that, as you get that from within your own self, you will take yourself to the next level. So the form, how that happens, Spirit's got that covered. It's like when the students are ready, the teacher will appear. When the student has learned and is ready for their promotional truth to be expanded, for Spirit will just operate within those that can hear and create all kinds of possibilities. They're saying that's a no-brainer. That's a no-brainer. They need you to get into harmony with self. And this is a very powerful way to manifest that. Does that make sense?
Yes, thank you. I know. But the question for me is, sometimes it's hard to enjoy myself. That's the biggest challenge for me.
Okay. And say your first name?
Svetlana.
And say it one more time.
And you know me why.
All right. And say your name one more time?
Svetlana.
So take it with the little things. Take it with the little things. It's Saturday morning. I mean, honestly, you could be in bed sleeping. You could be whatever you want to do. And you're sitting here at a laptop or whatever to move yourself forward. So how do you feel about yourself for that?
You asking how I feel?
Yes, I am asking you.
Well, I like to create my posts, my insights. When I get insights, I like to share this with people. So
So I'm going to ask the question again. You could be under the covers, just sleeping in, and instead, here you are doing your part to open up to spirit for the benefit of humanity. Now, how do you feel about yourself?
I feel good.
You get that? So this is about focusing on your strengths. This is about and you can do this actually as a little formal exercise. So every day, make just a list of things that you appreciate about yourself for the day. And it could be anything. I smiled at the cashier. I did this, I did that. Because what you're going to do is you're really going to start opening up that doorway to the self-love, to the self-appreciation. And the way to begin is to begin. The way to begin is to begin. It's like, really simply, if I go during the weekend and I want a BMW and I go shopping for BMWs, and then Monday morning I get on the highway and I start seeing BMWs everywhere, because what you focus, you see more of. So what they're trying to do is take your ability to focus and use it to your advantage. Okay?
Okay, thank
awesome.
You.
You're welcome. Hi, Otto, how can we help you?
Just a message.
Okay.
Best and highest.
And say your first name?
Otto.
Oh my God, this is kind of like a self-love class. Because I basically have the same message for you. okay, so a moment please, let me just see if there's anything else to tease out of that. And say your first name again?
Otto.
And say it one more time?
Otto.
Yeah. Gosh, I'm not trying to get out of work here, but they're basically saying the same applies again, because what we attract, it's almost like Abraham teaching, which always makes me giggle when I use that name with you. But what we attract is a match to our own vibrational reality, the vibration that we're holding. So the tools that they're recommending for Svetlana really are very purposeful for you as well. Because as you come to understand yourself with kindness, with love, with gratitude, with respect, in fact, you bring forth, they're saying mirrored representations of such. So again, yeah, it's exactly the same message. And say your name one more time.
Otto.
And say it one more time.
Otto.
Yeah, there's room for growth. So imagine that you have been gifted. They're saying, imagine that you've been gifted with, oh my gosh, it's almost like a partner or a pal, or like a spiritual buddy that is kind of like prompting you and giving you suggestions to help you along. The best I can explain it is they're going to be providing you with a little extra support to help you really kind of break through some boundaries of limitation. It makes sense, it really does when you think about it. It makes me think this is just a self-love group today. But how important is that, really? How important is that? Because everything is really a mirror of self. But I do feel like I don't really know what that will look like or feel like. And say your name one more time.
Otto.
Yeah, I keep just seeing images of Christmas time, when you get a present or something, that there's... I feel like it's just going to be a little bit more amplified so you can hear it better and self-adjust. So again, you're just looking for places of appreciation of self. and it is there. I mean, I could write a list for you, so I know that you've got your own list to write. But again, it's that self-awareness, that self-appreciation. And I will leave you with that. Okay. Okay. Hi, Annette. How can we help you? Nice to have you.
It's very good to be able to join you. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I am just open to receiving whatever teaching is for me.
My gosh. You are an amazing teacher yourself in another lifetime. And when I'm tuning into you, you just transform into that very, very wise being of light. Gosh, it's just really beautiful. So one moment, please. And say your first name, please.
Annette.
And say it one more time.
Annette.
And say it one more time.
Annette.
It's really what I thought about you in the beginning. You know more than you let yourself trust. And I feel like that's why they were showing me who you were in this other lifetime. It's almost like we've all been taught to kind of play it on a linear basis. It's sort of like, well, logic says you should do it this way. Logic says, you know, whatever. And so what you're doing is you're receiving really clear instruction from higher altitudes. I mean, you just naturally receive that. So I don't know if you channel or you hear spirit or whatever it is, but you've got a really beautiful connection. And so what they're asking you to do, and say your name one more time.
Annette.
Thank you. What they're asking you to do is to trust that overall. Trust that overall. So it's almost like, well, logic says this, but I keep feeling that. I keep feeling to trust your feelings, to really begin to activate your right to work on like a higher playing field. In other words, to go from that place of, you know, I'm a linear being, I kind of do my thing, but you know, I'm interested in spiritual stuff, to I really do acknowledge that my higher self that is in the future is guiding me, and as I trust that, it just brings, here's what I want to say, and I got energy coming through my whole body confirming this, it just brings you to higher adjustments. And what this is like, I literally have a big fortune cookie. This big fortune cookie, like literally, it's like life size, it's like huge. That's giving you higher wisdom. And so here's the thing, the more that you start playing from that perspective, the faster you will just start creating divine solutions for yourself. It has to do with, and this is part of your spiritual advancement, is moving up the ranks in terms of trusting that intuition. And it's almost like a spiritual muscle. The more you trust it, the more you're going to activate it. And I can promise you, I've got you in this other lifetime when you were really a seer. Like you were completely open to fifth dimensional reality. You could just hear everything. You knew everything. You saw like the two levels. And so what they're doing is helping you at this time to really bring back that strength, to bring back that worth. And again, it has a lot to do with the message in the beginning, because this is for your benefit and all others, because as you bring that back, as you operate from that higher wisdom, you have to understand that that is kind of like the message for Svetlana, that that vibration of trust is then being sent out everywhere. It's going to your neighbors. It's going to the people you love. It's going to mass consciousness. And so this is what they need. They need all those that know how to respond to the light, know how to receive, to implement it. It's kind of like if you have it and you don't use it, It's not taking you to that next step in your evolutionary journey. As when you start using it, you start living it, you just start working with that divine presence, that divine higher self that's being guided in and through you. And so that the more that you use it, the more that it's going to be there, the more that you trust it. And that's your next step on the journey. And I see you do wiggling stuff. It's like you go there and you go back, and you go there and you go back sometimes. And so it's about going there and leaving your foot there, because this back and forth, and it's like I'm thinking you're either getting tired or getting like equilibrium issues or whatever, because I just see a lot of this back and forth. So if you are getting dazed or confused or dizzy, it would be no wonder to me, because it really actually would be symbolic of this. Do I trust? Do I not? Do I trust? And almost like within like a 5 minute period, within a 5 minute period, I can see this, you know, and it's like I trusted it, but then this person said that, and then I went back here. And say your name one more time.
Annette.
Yeah, you have a beautiful connection. Your job is to start trusting it more. Okay, really good connection, trust it. Thank you for being here. Hey, Miss Sarah.
Hi there.
Hi, so nice to see you.
Good to be here.
How can we help you, sweetheart?
This little guy just came and joined us, and he's had quite the week this week. I thought I actually was losing him on Monday, but he decided to stay.
Beautiful.
Now, yeah.
Well, I can see why he gets to be with you. That makes perfect sense to me. And how can we help you?
So, I mean, I'm open to whatever comes through, and I have just been offered a job that's very different from what I've been doing, and yet not. Mm-hmm. And I get to let the director of the School of Social Work know whether I want this position on Monday.
Okay.
And it's just kind of an interesting, I think I know, and I'd love some input.
Okay. I love your choice of words. All right. One moment, please. I'm just going to move to a higher vibration, higher frequency. So one moment, please. All right, sweetheart, and say your first name.
Sarah.
And say it one more time.
Sarah.
And say it one more time.
Sarah.
This is about serving you. This is about serving you. In other words, it's time to like make, you had some kind of like contract of sacrifice in the past. So it's time to make that contract null and void. So here's the bottom line. What serves your advancement ultimately serves the best outcome for all. So what they're doing is making improvements on your life, quite frankly. And I see like construction on a street, and there's all kinds of construction. And it's because they're paving the way for your advancement. You are in a... And, you know, it's so funny because I reached out to you the other day because your energy was just really so present. And I really feel like you have passed through very successfully a lot of hurdles that were sort of like issues of mistrust of self. And you're coming to this place of self-empowerment that's very, very significant. As you learn a few more bells and whistles, whatever it is, you're actually going to be brought up where your spiritual gifts are going to just open up. I mean, I literally have fireworks going off. So you've got two or three lessons to master. And from there, I just feel like your spiritual work, your intuitive wisdom is really going to take you to like a whole new world. It's so good. It's so good. So the compliment goes to you in terms of you really casting away old dogma, old teachings, old programs. And this is all about, I'm going to pull some cards too, just to confirm this, but this is all about your growth. So the changes that are due you are here to support your learning, your growth, your education. Because as you bring forth your education, all is served. And I feel very strongly you have some type of, and say your first name again, please.
Sarah.
And say it one more time.
Sarah.
Yeah, you've got an opportunity, my friend. Yeah. So this is about releasing the need to suffer in the name of love, truly. And so it's sort of like no more self-sacrificing in order to help others. Well, I'll do without to help another. So they're saying, what about playing the abundance game? What if you help yourself and see that as your road to helping others? What would that look like? What would that be about? Gosh, I don't know what your gifts are, my friend, but they are coming. They are coming and they are powerful. I've got you looking like a spiritual princess in spirit. It's the best way I can explain this. You have, and say your name one more time.
Sarah.
And say it one more time.
Sarah.
You have spiritual wisdom and spiritual gifts. And so this is almost like the final trenches of flushing out like the old material, the old like stuff that you needed to distinguish. And you have taken on, as if you need me to tell you this, you have taken on your lion's share of like resolving karmic issues, you know, for completion. And you just have a couple more to go, I'm going to say. Like, I see like two or three levels. I don't know why it's two or three. I guess it just depends on how you do on two if the three arrives. But from there, you actually break through to like just the spiritual. I just feel like this high priestess, spiritual princess kind of energy, which is you, obviously, just starts beaming through. And I do feel like you're going to have, and say your name one more time.
Sarah.
Thank you. I feel like you're going to have opportunity to make use of that, whether you do that in like a, you're going to do something with it. I don't know if it's like a workshop or a side thing or just whatever it is. You're just going to have this new energy that comes through, and it's you is what it is. It's you. So again, the best I can tell you is no more sacrifice, no more sacrificing in the name of serving. That this is about your own healing, your own betterment, and that you're going to find that as you meet those needs of the day, that what you gain, what you learn, can then be applied to the service of others. So let me just pull a card also regarding this whole job thing. I mean, I just feel like you're on your on your way to betterment. Betterment, betterment, betterment. Does that help? Does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, what it feels like is last time I was with you, my dad had just passed. Mm-hmm. And as I processed through that, there's a sense of freedom that's come because that was such a harsh contract. Mm-hmm. And you're kind of confirming what I thought because I'm also entering into a mentorship program with my minister that I think is going to be amazing. And it feels like those two things are kind of coming together for me really stepping into my own sort of ministry. I don't know that I will have a church, but the job piece is a business thing. And the mentorship is the spiritual teacher service thing. and it seems like they just come together.
When you said the very first time you talked about the mentorship with the minister, my whole body filled with light. My entire body filled with light, and it has not stopped. I mean, I got the spiritual energy coming through my legs, I've got the hairs on my arms rising up. As soon as you said that, it was like, yep, yes, yes, yes. Yes, with like the biggest why you've ever seen, yes.
Yeah, because it's felt like what I've actually been verbalizing lately is all these people I hold in such high esteem have such a different perception of me than I do, and maybe I just need to step into that.
And say your name one more time.
Sarah.
You are, my friend, you're a spiritual princess, so I'm gonna say yes. Absolutely, you're going places. You're going places very high. And it's for you to soar in those high altitudes and perspective and understanding. And from there, I do feel like you have a spiritual calling.
Yes. So mm-hmm. The job is a yes, and the mentorship is a yes. Okay. Thank you.
Mwah. Much love. All right, Mitzi.
Hi, Nikki.
Hi, how can we help you?
I guess, could I have a message for my highest good, please?
Mm-hmm. Well, yes, but you're not going to like it. oh, gosh. Now I'm losing the words of how to say this. And say your name one more time.
Mitzi.
And say it one more time.
Mitzi.
Stay present focused. Stay present focused. The more you can stay present focused, the more that everything's going to evolve to your delight. So they're saying you don't have time to waste. I mean, obviously, don't feel the pressure or anything. But in other words, you know, as you cling to the past, as you cling to the past, you're preparing for the worst. As you ponder the future, you're losing the vibrancy of the good fortune that's occurring in the now. In other words, as you step by step open up to like the presence of the moment, the learning of the moment, the opportunities of the moment, your good fortune and what you would perceive of to be your future is secure. As you move out and move into, as you step out of that spiritual dharma and step into past or future in terms of your primary focus, you're actually missing your opportunities to advance in the moment, is the bottom line. So they're asking you to pay attention to that, because there's some opportunity that you have to become a little bit more decisive in that regard, in terms of sort of training your focus or training your mind to always, when you watch yourself dream, because every moment's a dream, when you watch yourself staring into the past or pondering the future, to gently, with love and kindness, assert your right to simply apply the spiritual lessons in the present. And what you're gonna find is that you're literally gonna be carried, and I literally see like chariots with white horses. I mean, it's so divine, it's crazy good nuts. You'll just be like effortlessly carried to your spiritual like delight. So does that make sense? There's a little bit of, and it's part of activating your spiritual strength. So in other words, like imagine the spiritual master just being lost and tossed around by their mind. It's like, wouldn't you want that master to kind of, you know, decide they're in charge, because they just have so much to offer themselves and everyone with their illuminated awareness. But instead, they're sitting there like in Burger King or something, dwelling on past relationships or situations, or worrying and fretting about what's to come. Well, I mean, they're a spiritual master. You know, wouldn't that kind of look silly? Wouldn't that look silly? So that's the point, that you're, like the opportunity is at hand to simply start applying you like your good Dharma practice, your good wisdom, which is already activated. So it's more so just coming along for the ride. And they're literally showing me, if you ever work with like little kids, sometimes they have that rope, you know, and if they're going across the street, everyone's got to hold on to the rope, you know, so they don't lose kids, so they don't go drifting here, there, and everywhere. But it's sort of like that, you know, everyone has to stay tethered to the rope and stay in line. So it's guiding, it's teaching, almost like braces or whatever, guiding yourself back to the present. And as you do, you're going to find, like, I literally see like good fortune kitties. So you'll almost like trip over good fortune kitties, like they're all over the place. But well, remember, the good fortune isn't just working with spirit in the present.
Well, I have been, you know, seriously coming to terms with and realizing I have to let go of the past. I mean, I was actually thinking about that before the session this morning, just releasing, you know, the past and not even entertaining, you know, will I be going back to Barcelona or whatever, because that is my past. Just like releasing relationships in my past, I can't worry about them. It's not useful. It is my past, I guess. So
okay,
that today is the most, the strongest, I don't know, experience I've had in that today, you know.
Right. So what they wanted you to do is to then congratulate yourself for listening to your intuitive guidance, because you recognizing that before we began is just confirming your effectiveness and accuracy. In other words, you're tuning into the same spiritual broadcast that I'm receiving right now. So they're asking you to remember that you have easy access, and I've got the card of fertility for you here, that you have easy access to that spiritual awareness, and they're really quite delighted with that intuitive awareness that is growing, and your willingness to, like, they're saying, I've got the wisdom card for you, your willingness to secure like a seat. Like, I literally see you like getting into a ride at Disney or whatever, and it's like securing a seat for the ride. And so the compliment goes to you. So it's about staying on the ride for the long term. But yes, absolutely, absolutely. And to please receive their compliments in terms of you recognizing the request that has been made.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. All right, my friends. Indeed, we are overjoyed and welcome the opportunities of exchange that are being offered to each of you. We ask you to overcome your timidity, to your shyness, and to boldly step into your new borders, your new arrival patterns. In fact, we often learn as much from you as from our own higher wisdom as we watch you making your way into your new paradigm. Until next time, we send our love and our true respect. Namaste.